Yitzia, just like by Gerushin, we know Bina Lishmo. But the pasuk says the cost of law, we dashim law Lishmo. So Afavaya Bina Lishmo, who are done by Kedushin also? By Kedushin, when you want to make a star Kedushin, the star has to be written Lishmo. The Sefer, when he writes it, he has to know exactly who he's writing it for. He's writing it for this man and for this lady. Or Duma made me know the other story is Havayis Liadodi Makshinon. I'd rather learn out one type of Kedushin from another Kinyan Kedushin. What does that mean? Ma havaya de kesef. Just like one of the Kinyanim of Kedushin is you can marry your wife with money. And there we say, what? Lay bin in l'shmo. The money does not have to be made l'shmo. When they first made the money, it wasn't made l'shem Kedushin. Any money you have, you can give now l'shem Kedushin. It doesn't have to be made l'shem Kedushin. But if you give a marry with a ring, the ring didn't have to be made l'shem Kedushin. So maybe af havaya de shtar lay bin l'shmo. The same thing when you marry your wife with a shtar, maybe also you don't have to make up the shtar l'shmo. It's enough you give it to l'shem Kedushin. That was the suffix. This the Gemara says, boss of the boy, after he asked the question, hold the poshto. Then he himself answered and said, avada havaya l'tziya makshinim. We make this hekish of havaya to yitziya. To Yom HaKrokas, the pasuk says, v'yotza, when you give your wife a get, v'hoisa, then she remarries. So the hekesh of v'yotza v'hoisa, the dinim of gerushin and kedushin, learn out one from the other. So even though you have a svara say, learn out kinyonim kesef to kinyonim shtar, but this is more odd, because this is a positive zav, that we just don't know. But here is a positive limud of v'yotza v'hoisa, will be makish, that the shtar erusin has to be written l'shmo. Itma, we learn like this. Kosvu lishmo v'shloimi daita. Let's say the husband, the man, went to a sefer, told the sefer, write me up a shtar erusin for me and for this lady I want to get married to. But they did not ask her first. She did not know about it. It was written shloimi daita. What's the locha? Can the husband use it to shtar kedushin or not? Well, then he wants to give it to her, l'shem kedushin, is this good or not? So Rava, Ravina, Amim, Kedushin, they both say, yes, the kedushin is good. We have Papa, Rav Sharvi, Army, and the Mukadesh. No, the Kedushin is no good. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa says, Eima time of the two, I'll first explain you their reason why they say she's Mukadesh. The Eima time of the day, then I'll explain you my reasoning why she says she is Mukadesh. Why I hold she is Mukadesh. Eima time of the two, I'll tell you the reasoning what they say. They say she's Mukadesh. Why? The Pesach says, the yotz of Ahoysa. So Makish, we learn out one from the other, Havaya Litziya. We learn out Kedushin from Gerushin. What does that mean? Ma Yitziya. Just like by Yitziya, when you write up a get. Lishmo Vishlami Daito. The Lishmo is that the husband has to go to the Sefer, the Tzivui Habal, and the husband has to tell the Sefer to write up the get, write up the Shtar. Even though it's Shlami Daito, you do not need her consent. Like Bechlal by Gershom, we don't need Hadas. It can be done even by Kocho. As long as the husband has Das, and the husband made it Lishmo, it's good. So maybe Af Havayanam is the same thing by Kedushin also, Shtar Kedushin, Lishmo, Vishloimi Daito. It could also be good as long as it was written up Lishmo, the husband told the Sefer to write it Lishmo, it's good even though you did not notify her, even though she does not know about the Shtar Kedushin, how it was written, still it should be kosher. That's the first reason why it should be a good Kedushin. All right, turn over. And then he says, V'yayim the time of the deed. Now our Papa says, I'll tell you my reasoning. Why I say no, the Kedushin is no good. So I'll tell you my story is like this. V'yotza v'hoysa. True, that makya shavaya litziya. We learn out Kedushin from Gerushim like this. Ma yitziya. Just like when you give a get, when the husband gives a get. Vinan das makna. Who is writing up the get? Who's lishmo? Who's das is there? It's the husband's das. But by Gershon, he's the makna. He's like the one that's giving away his wife. Now he has a kinyan ishus in his wife. When he gives her a get, he's bimakna, he's giving away what he has. So the one that gives away has to make the shtar midaito from his das. So I tell you, af havaya. The same thing been done by Kedushin. Who's giving who away to? By Kedushin, she's giving herself to a husband. The husband is receiving her. So if I tell you also, Bina Das Makna, you have to have the Das of the Makna, which is the Das of the Isha. Therefore, Bishas, the Kedushin, we need her Das. So you make up a Shtar, it has to be written from her Das. And that's Takad Alocha. that it was written up, only the husband told the sofer to write it, and it was not written midaito, therefore it's ein mukdeshes, because you have to have das machne. The Gemara says, Meisri Avakasha. It says clearly here, ein kaisven shtori erisin and nesuyin ele midashneim. You could only have a shtar erisin written up, only if it's midashneim. So it's a kasha, according to the Man Yom, that it says she's mukdeshes. Here it says clearly it has to be written up, midashneim, midas the isha also. So Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about over here, shtar erisin and nesuyin mamish? Means you want the mamish use the shtar for erisin. They're using the shtar for the kinyan. Still we say it's only kosher, it's only good, if it was written with both of them, from both of them consent. The Ish also has to agree to it, has to know about it. So it's a kasha in the Man Yom before that says, it's Mukadeshes, even though she did not know about it. So where it says, Lloyd, there's no kasha over here. I'll tell you, here we're talking about Shtar Pesikta. Here we're talking about a Shtar Erison just means the Tanoim of the Kedushin. The conditions, how much money one is going to give the other. And who could have given Lomarav, or give Lomarav. The Yomer of Gidlom Arav, if a man, they speak out before the Kedushin, Kama Ata Noisna Bincha, how much money are you going to give your son? That's what the two fathers talk about. And the other one says, Kachma Kach, I'll give this and this much. Lebitcha, how much are you going to give to your daughter? Kachma Kach. So they speak out how much money the parents will give to the children. And then Omdu, they got up right away, Vikitshu, and they made Kedushin, so the Locher is Karnohain. That the koino, that the mechayit themselves, they have to give the money, even though they did not make any special shtar or kinyan for that hischayvus. And here's one of the few cases that we say, hein hein adzvorim, these are the things, haniknu b'amira, that you could be koino them just with amira, just by speaking it out. Even though usually if you say you'll do something, it means nothing, you always have to make a kinyan. Over here it's different. These things, since they spoke these things out right before the Kedushin, and then they got married, it's like they got married on this das, therefore we say for sure that the kinyan is chal even without a maisa kinyan. There's hene and matzvorm, these are the things, ha'nikne b'yamir. The Rashi says, b'loy kinyan, sha'kedushin ein gemar hadover, tebu ha'no, to call mischatne adodi, this enjoyment that they're getting married one to another, gamri yomakni, that hano they received, that's this chayvis, that's the gamri yomakni, of yosna tenoyim koma. Now this tenoyim it says right now, sheidim em rishon lichtav aleim shtar ala midaitam, denichalu shetei kemalva apev le kemilva vishtar. Such a type of chayvis, here the loch is that if eidim see it, they have no right to write it down, unless both of them agree to have it written down. Because otherwise we say they would rather let it be a milva ba'peh, they don't want it to be written down. Only if they ask you to write it down. But it could be by a shtar kedushin itself, where you're getting married with the shtar itself. That was one man them before said, even though she does not know about it when they wrote up the shtar, still it's called a good shtar kedushin. So this wouldn't be any kasher on him. But the maestro we park a paskin, that has to be, she has to know about it also. Then the third king of the Mishnah says you can also marry your wife with Bia just living with her. So Mura says, Minolan, how do we know this? Omer Rabavua says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom HaKroh, the Posek says, Bulas Baal. It says, Loshna Bulas Baal. So we dash in Malam, and it comes to teach us this Posek, Shenasa Lo Baal Ayidei Bila. That the husband becomes a husband through Bia. That's Loshna Bulas Baal. He's the Baal, the husband, through Bia, through living with his wife. This Gemara says, "Omale Rab Zeler Lavavua." The Yamrulon some say, "Resh Lakish Rab Yechanan." Like who rezu? Is it so light? In other words, like why don't you use this other pasuk? What's wrong? Like who rezu? What's wrong with this? Sheshona Rebbe. That Rebbe darshan the pasuk that says by kedushin itself, when the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha, when a man takes his wife ubola, it says ubola and he lives with her. So we darshan malam and it comes to teach us sheniknis pebiya. That you can marry your wife with Bia. So why do you have to bring me down another posse that says Bulas Baal? Why don't you go to the posse that's talking about Kedushin by itself? When the posse that says Kiyikach Ish Isha Ubola, it says clearly Ubola Bia. So learn out from there that you can marry your wife with Bia. Gemara says no, they hold Ime Yosme from that posse alone. Havamina, I would have thought to say Adem Kadesh for the boil. Now the pasuk there means maybe you need two things for Maaseh Kedushin. Ki yikach ish isha ubola means when you want to marry her, you have to do two things for the Kedushin. Ki yikach, you have to give a kesef Kedushin first, and also ubola, you also have to have bia with her. But maybe you need both of them to make Kedushin. either one of them won't be enough. You dafka have to do two things to marry her. Kamash Malon, that's where I need this other pasuk, Bulas Baal, that with Bia alone, you could marry your wife. But like this first part, this pasuk here is Mashmi, you have to have two things. Kiyikach ish isha ubola would mean you only marry if you do two things, maybe Kedushin with Bia. This thing more says, no, you can't think like that. Maski of Lorim Bavu of Amamel. In Cain, if so, that's the pshat, that whenever you marry your wife, you have to make Kedushin with Bia. If so, Nara Hamarosa. That is the case of Nara Marosa. The Yom Rahman in the Torah says, Beskila. If another man lives with her, so it's Chayav Skila. Nara Marosa means the girl's a Nara. She's also a Psula. Nobody lived with her yet. And she only has Kedushin with a man. If somebody else lives with her, even though usually with an Eshe says she Chayav Chenik, here there's a special Chidush Chayav Skila. So, Hechi Mishkachas, how do you have this case? How do you have that this Nara Marosa, she's only married, and she's still a Psula, nobody lived with her yet? Idi Aktish, if the husband, like you're telling me now, has to make Kedushin first, for her the Baal, and then the husband has to live with her. If you want to tell me, that's from the Pasuk, Kikach Ish Isho Bola, that how do you get married only through living with her also? If so, Bulahi, that every single time, every Nara Marosa is always a Bula, there should never be a Chiyav Skila if somebody else lives with her. Like if the husband has to live with his wife first to make an erusin, to make a kedushin, so then every erusa is always a bul already. So then you don't have the chiddush of an aram erusa to mechayev eskila. If the husband only made a kedushin without living with her, you want to say lav klumu. You're telling me now, pshan this pasuk is kikach yeshishu bolo, that you need two things. So that should be the proof that you're learning Rom Shan the Pasuk. The Pasuk cannot mean you have to have two things. Because if so, you can't find the case of Naam Arosa. So this thing where it says back, no, that wouldn't be such a kasha. Amru Rabbonin Kaim with the Abaya. Mishkachas lo, you know how we'll find this case? If the Rabbonin said in front of Abaya, we'll find like this. You're going Shabu Aleh Orus Shloi Kedaka. True, maybe the husband has to have beer with his wife to make an Arus even. But he lived with her Shloi Kedaka. He did not break up Sulim. He didn't go in the right way, he went in the back. So therefore, if she's still called a psula, therefore, if somebody else lives with her now, he's chayav skila. This is where it says, no, that's not a good teretz. Omalei Abaya. Abaya says back, Ad kind of until now, loy pligi rebbi v'rabbona zoni, masalikas rebbi v'rabbona nela b'yachar. If a different man lives with her, shaloi kedarko, does that make her into a bula or not? Avu baal. For when the husband himself lives with her, even though he lives with his wife, Shloi Kedarko, Divrei Hakel, everybody agrees then, that in Bo'aleh Shloi Kedarko, if the husband lives with his wife, even a Bia Shloi Kedarko, Asu Abula, he makes her into a Bula. So therefore you can't tell me now that Kedushin has to be the husband has to live with his wife, and you want to tell him maybe he lived with her Shloi Kedarko, therefore she's still called him Sula, and therefore if somebody else lives with her when she's a Nara, Marosa, he's Chayav Skila. Because now, if the husband lived with his wife first, even though it was a biyish like a darka, he makes her into a bula. So if she's a bula, how do you have the pasuk of the Torah on Nara Marosas Chayav Skila? So therefore, we're back to the statement, you can't say the Torah means kigach isho bola, that you have to do both. In other words, says Mahi, where's this machloik? It's a Tanya. Bo ole yudanoshim, if 10 men live with this Nara Marosas, one after another, and she's still called up Sula. In other words, they didn't break up Sula. They didn't live with her Kedaka, they lived with her Shloi Kedaka. So, Kula Veskila. Tanakama says all 10 of them is Chayav Skila. She's still called an Aram Rosh, she's still called up Sula. Rebbe Yon Rebbe says, no, I say Arishim Skila, only the first minute is Chayav Skila. But Kula Mechenik, the rest of them is Chayav Mechenik. There is only Yishayla with somebody else lives with her Shloi Kedaka. Does he make her into a Bula or not? But Mashma, if the husband himself lives with his wife, even though it's done Shloi Kedaka, says so, he makes her into a bula. Says so, how could the Torah say Nara Marosa? Someone says that's not a kasha. Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, find the case, you're going to kitcha b'shtar. I tell you, where the husband married his wife b'shtar. Here, everybody agrees. Hoyil v'goymer o'maitzi, since by gerushin the shtar alone does the whole gerushin, goymer o'machnis. Then, Avad, if you marry your wife with a shtar, here's the case that you would not have to make another bia. In other words, the case of Nara Hamaros in the Torah is where you married your wife with a shtar. You married her through a shtar, so that's going with the whole thing, so she's a complete psula still. So now, if somebody else lives with her, that's the case that is Chayav Skila. But then, maybe in the case when the husband wants to marry his wife with Kesef, the pasuk that says ki yikach ish ishu bolo, maybe from that pasuk alone it means when you want to use kesef kedushin, you also have to do bia. Maybe the other pasuk means you have to do two things together. So from that pasuk alone, we cannot learn out that bia is koni kamari wife with bia alone. It could be from that pasuk you need two things: you need kedushin, kesef, and bia. That's from that pasuk. So that's why you have to read down the first pasuk of Bula's Baal to say that the king and bia by itself. But the kasher is how do you have a case of Nara Marosa? I tell the case of the Torah of Nara Marosa is where he married her with a shtar. Shtar for sure is kind of by itself, just like it's goma by itself. The gershin, the shtar does the whole thing. Havad the shtar kedushin also does the whole thing. That's what I'm saying though, from the postik hikach ish isho bo'alo, that obola means with kedushin, that's only with kinyan kesef. Therefore, from the pasuk Yikach, I will not know. B alone is enough. Maybe you need two things. So that's why you have to have the other pasuk. All right, we'll stop here. You are holding the test on the base, and three quarters down by Rabbi Yechanan. So far we're holding by the shadow was, how do we know Bia? You could marry your wife with the kinyan of Bia. So we have two psukim. Rabbi Yechanan first brought down the pasuk of Bula's Baal, that the pasuk teaches us she could become a Baal, a husband, through Bia. That was the first pasuk. Then Rabbi Yechanan asks back, what's wrong with what Rabbi learned? The pasuk says Ubala. So he answered why from Ubala alone we do not know it, from Yikach Ishish Ubala, because from that pasuk alone of Ubala, as we hold, that maybe you need two things, you need Kedushin and Bia. How do we know that the bia by itself is good? That's why we need the pasuk Bula's Baal. Now the Gemara says, though, but Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that learns out the bia from the pasuk Bula's Baal, if so, hayu vo'alo mayobadle. What does he do with the pasuk that says, ki yikach ish isha u'bo'alo? What does the pasuk mean u'bo'alo, that Jemashmi can make kedushin through bia? He knows it from the other pasuk of Bula's Baal. So Gemara answers, he needs this for to teach us that zu niknis bebiya v'yein amahavriya niknis bebiya. It's a diyak that only when you marry your wife kedushin you can do through bia, and you cannot acquire an amahavriya through bia. A Jewish slave you can't get through bia. Because how could that have been? I would have thought to say taste the kal v'chayma. Really, I should make a kal v'chayma to say you could be kaina an amahavriya through bia. From the case of Yibum. Omar Yibum, Mazach, by the case of Yibum where your brother dies and they had no children. So there's a mitzvah for the brother now to marry his brother's wife. Shein Niknis Bekesef. There's no Kenyan Kesef over there. But rather Niknis Bebiyo. The whole mitzvah is only through Biyo. So Zu, in the case of here, Omar Vriya. Shein Niknis Bekesef, we know you could buy a Jewish slave through money. Is Einar Din, isn't it a Svara Shein Niknis Bebiyo? That you should also be able to do it through Bia. So I would have thought to say you could be kind of an Amar Vriya through Bia. This Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Svara, Mali Yavam is different. Mali Yavam is Shekain's Kuka via Medis. Yavam is Kuka via Nedis. The Svara says no. Mali Yavam is Shekain's Kuka via Medis. I tell you, Yavam is different because Yavam is Kuka via Medis. We say you're a little bit attached to her, you are. Samara says, Salkatachamina. Still, I would have thought to say, since the pasuk says, "Imacheres yikachloi," says by Omar Ria, if after he makes yid, like after he makes type of the kedushin with her, it says if he takes another one, "Imacheres yikachloi." So I would have thought to say, "Hakeshur hakosav liacheres," that the Torah makes hekish Omar Ria, a Jewish slave, to an acheres, another wife. Now I would have thought to say, "Ma acheres nikne babia." Just like if the master wants to marry a regular wife, he could do it through Bia. Maybe Af Omahav Riyah Mikna Bia. Maybe who then you could acquire yourself an Omahav Riyah through Bia. On this Kamash Malan, that's what the Yechon does with the spastic of Ubala, to teach us that Bia only helps by Kedushin and not to receive an Omahav Riyah. You can't receive an Omahav Riyah through Bia. So that's what the Yechon does with the spastic Ubala. But how do we know B is kind of by Kedushin? That's the pasuk of Bula's Baal. Now the Gemara says, "V'Rebbe Hai Svarim Nolei." Rebbe that uses the pasuk Ubala to teach us that you could marry your wife through Bia. So how does he know to make the diyak then that an Omar Ria you cannot do through Bia? So the Marian says, in Kang, if so, his apostle Kiikach Ish Isha Ubola is only teaching us Bia helps by Kedushin, in Kang Lichta Rachmana Ubol. My Ubola, what's the extra hey doing there? What's Ubola? So Shmamina Tarti, for me I can learn out two things. One, that there's a Kenyan Bia by Kedushin. And secondly, the Lashon Ubola is to teach us only here by Kedushin you could do it through Bia. But by Omar Ria, when you want to buy yourself a Jewish slave, there, a Jewish maid, there you cannot do it through Bia. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rava, but according to Rava, the Omar that he said, Barihini Asavrili, that the Tana Barihini explained something to me like this, that when the Pasuk says, Kiikach Ish Isha Ubola, when a man takes his wife and he lives with her, so he darshins, Kedushin Amasurum Labia, heavy Kedushin. Kedushin is only good if you could live with your wife. But Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia, in the case where you're married, the case there is if you have two sisters, and you married one of the two, but you do not know which one of the two you married. In a case like that, so there, Rav says that the Kedushin is not Chal at all. Because that's called Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia, you're not allowed to live with your wife. Because you have a suffix now, which one of the two sisters is your wife? Someone has suffix, you can't live with either one of them. Because maybe this is not your wife, and she's your wife's sister, she's also to you. So in such a case, if you make a kedushin, and you have a suffix, which one of the two you meant, it's enem kedushis. Well, having kedushin, kedushin is no good. So that's the way Barihini learns the pshat from this pasuk of Kiikach Ish Isha Ubola. Means, when is kedushin good? Only if the kedushin is that after the Kedushin, you're allowed to live with your wife. But if something happens, you're not allowed to live with her, the Kedushin is no good. So, Michael and Mema, like how could he learn out the other drushes? We just learned out two drushes from the word Ubol already. That V is Kaina, and not Bayam of Ria. So now, look, there's a third drush here. How could you make all three drushes from one pasuk? So Gemara says, yes, he could do it. In Cain, because if so, if only the first two drushes, Nichtav Kro Oi Bualo. Just a second, Yikach Ish Isha, Oy Bualo. Could have just said Oy Bual, and it says an extra Hey Bualo. So that I know two drushes, that B helps the Kedushin, and not by Nom of Ria. But now the third drush is, what's the Vav doing? My U Bualo. Why does it have an extra Vav? In other words, this word, there's three things there. It could have just said Bual, and then it says Bualo, and it also says U Bualo. So therefore, Shemamina Kulub can learn out all three things. From the actual word Boal, we know Kedushin helps through Bia. Boalo teaches us that not by Yom Avriya. And the Vav Ubala to teach us that Kedushin is only good if you can end up that you're allowed to live with your wife. For in the case where you marry one of two sisters, there we say the Kedushin is not Chal. Now the Gemara says though, but for Rebbe, Hai Bulas Baal Mayavadle, what does Rebbe do with the first pasuk of Bulas Baal? Like he learns out from Ubal law, you can marry your wife through Kedushin. So what does he do with the pasuk Bulas Baal? Haimi Berla, he needs it, that the Baal Oysa Oysa Bula Shloi Kedarka, that's where we had before. When the husband lives with his wife, even though the bee is done Shloi Kedarka, he doesn't break up Zulim. He goes on in the back, not in the front. Still the lachur is, the husband makes her into a Bula, that she's no more called a Bsula. But we ain't achar oisois the bula. But another person does not make her into a bula. Like we had before, in the case where you had kedushin with your wife, she's a nara hamarasa. And if 10 other men live with her, each one lives with her shaloi kedarka, they're all chayav skila. Because they do not make her into a bula. Only if the husband lives with his wife, even shaloi kedarka, does he make her into a bula. So that's this pasuk, Bula's Baal, only the husband sometimes makes her into a Bula, and not somebody else. That's what it does with this pasuk. The Gemara says, no, O Meyisle the Rebbe Hai Svara, does Rebbe hold from this Svara? We are tiny, we learn like this. Bo, O Lel Yudanoshim, the case we just said, the case where a man married his wife, they made Kedushin. So her wife is called the Nara Hamarasa. Let's say she's still a Nara. So the Torah says, if another man lives with a Nara Hamarasa, he's Chayiv Skila. Calls the man, she's a psula. So now Rebbe learns that what's going to be if 10 people, Bo'aleh Yudanoshim, Fiyadayini psula, and even though she's still called up, she's still really a psula, In other words, they all live with her. Shaloi kedarka, not the regular manner. They didn't break up psulim. Still, Rebbe, so Tanakama holds kulam beskila. That all 10 of them are chayiv skila. She's still called the Nara Hamarosa, and therefore all 10 of them are chayiv skila. But Rebbe says no. That Omer Ani, I say harishon beskila. Only the first one is chayiv skila. The kulam bechenek, but the rest of them are only chayiv chenek. In other words, when the first one lives with her, he makes her into a bula. Once she's called a bula, then she's like a regular ish. That if somebody else lives with her, it's only chayiv chenik. The special halacha of Nara Marasa is only calls the man she's a psula. Calls the man nobody broke a psulim. Then if another man lives with her, is he chayiv skila? So you see, Rebbe holds, it's not only the husband that makes her a bula, even somebody else also makes her into a bula when he lives with her shloikadaka. So what does Rebbe do with the pasuk Bulas Baal? What's special about the husband? This svara applies even to somebody else also. So the